Message number 28, the mystery of God, Christ, Roman numeral number 1. In the Bible, a mystery refers not only to things that are hidden and unknown, but also to things that are hidden in God's heart. This is the principle concerning the mysteries mentioned in the Bible. Colossians 2:2, that their hearts may be comforted, they being knit together in love, unto all the riches of the full assurance of understanding, unto the full knowledge of the mystery of God, Christ. 4:3, praying at the same time for us also, that God would open to us a door for the word to speak the mystery of Christ, because of which also I am bound. Roman numeral number 2. Colossians 2:2, that the mystery of God, Christ. The mystery of God is manifested in Christ, so Christ is the mystery of God. Roman numeral number 3. There are 5 mysteries in the Bible. A. The mystery of the universe is God. Who is the meaning and purpose of the universe? B. The mystery of man is also God. C. The mystery of God is Christ. D. The mystery of Christ is the church. E. The mystery of the church is the organism of Christ, the body of Christ as the enlargement of Christ. Roman numeral number 4. In Ephesians, mystery is a crucial word. A. In eternity, God planned a will, but it was hidden in Him. It was a mystery. Ephesians 1:9, making known to us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He purposed in Himself. B. God's hidden purpose is the mystery, and the unveiling of this mystery is in the mingled spirit is the revelation of the mystery. Ephesians 3:5, the mystery of Christ, which in other generations was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed to His holy apostles and prophets in spirit. C. God's mystery is hidden, is His hidden purpose, and with this mystery, there is an economy, the economy of the mystery. D. Christ is a mystery, and the church as the body of Christ to express Him is the mystery of Christ. Ephesians 3:5, by which, in reading it, you can perceive my understanding in the mystery of Christ. E. Christ and the church as one spirit are the great mystery.